and you are listening to the Texas Standard. The pandemic has forced Air Force leaders to scale back basic training. They've removed elements like hand-to-hand combat and shortened field training to try to keep troops safe. But some military training instructors say they wish their recruits were better prepared. For the American Homefront Project, Texas Public Radio's Carson Frame reports.
Wake up.
Some elements of basic military training at Lackland Air Force Base are the same as they've always been. Think pre-dawn workouts, obstacle courses, silent meals in the chow hall, and screaming instructors. But as the pandemic tightened its hold on the country, the Air Force made adjustments. Basic training was shortened by a week, and things like marching, hand-to-hand combat, casualty care, and survival skills were cut back. Tech Sergeant Alexandra Springman is a military training instructor.
So we always say flexibility is the key to air power, and that's really been a true statement. We have definitely had to adjust.
Trainees normally do chemical and biological weapons training, where they expose themselves to tear gas and practice putting on protective equipment. But now that's off limits because the gas masks can't be properly cleaned between uses. And because of social distancing, trainees have to use dummies to practice applying tourniquets and bandages, something they used to do with one another.
That does not provide even close to that real-world application. So while it's pretty easy to apply a tourniquet on a dummy, you can't know if you're actually putting the tourniquet on tight enough and cutting off that circulation, cutting off that blood supply.
Though Springman and other military training instructors understand the need to keep airmen safe, they still wish they could teach them more.
We do feel kind of robbed in the sense of we're not being able to complete all those additional training objectives that enhance training, because sometimes those are the things that the trainees remember.
But with new health and safety guidelines coming down all the time, both trainees and instructors have had to roll with the punches. Would-be linguist Zachary Maples finished basic military training in November.
With all of these things, you just got to go in with the attitude of, I'm not here to know exactly what's going to be happening. I'm here to be trained. And just having that mindset kind of kept the stress of change kind of to a minimum.
Air Force leaders say the upheaval in basic training won't affect readiness. Colonel Rocky Wilson commands the 37th Training Wing at Lackland. He says basic training is supposed to work as an orientation to the military, not a final lesson. He says there will be more opportunities down the road, like during an airman's vocational training or before a combat deployment.
They get all that when they get to their home station anyway, especially if they're going to deploy into a contingency.
But critics argue that curtailing basic training is a problem. Mark Kansian is a senior advisor with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a bipartisan think tank in Washington, D.C. He says traditional military skills help teach airmen about hardship and teamwork and what it really means to be in the Air Force. Without enough of that, they might not be mentally prepared for what's next.
The kinds of things that they've had to cut out, you know, these are the military skills, the warrior skills that let people know that they are now in a very different kind of environment. And it makes it a little harder for someone arriving at a unit to accept the sacrifices that might be entailed in service in the field.
He adds that it's difficult for advanced training and operational units to get airmen caught up on basic skills, especially since there are already so many other demands on their time. Back at Lackland, Colonel Rocky Wilson says they're taking the opportunity to teach recruits more about the Air Force's history and values. And the pandemic has been a valuable lesson in and of itself.
This has been a wonderful readiness training, and it's not an exercise, it's real. And so if we can beat COVID, then we can beat any competitor around the world, we know that.
But he says his top priority is controlling infections and protecting trainees, even at the expense of some traditional skills. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.
That story was produced by the American Homefront Project, a public media collaboration reporting on American military life and veterans, with funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.